Welcome, my love, to this episode of Tabby's Way. Written, produced, and performed by Ellie Pascal. This is an audio story, a treat just for your ears. So lie back and let go. Undeniably, the human race has been through a jolly lot of stuff this past century. The wars, the horrors, the charge sheet on us as a species is long. But it has been said, it's been prophesied for millennia that now would be the time.
Yeah. Now is the time.
Now is the time. Now is the time.
Now is the time of the great unraveling. This just in. Outbreaks of what's being called embodied awareness are cascading across the globe as we speak, being marked as the biggest natural evolutionary revolution of all time. This is happening now as there are downpours across the globe of what are being called fantanabiliocious fruit drops. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet candies falling from the sky, each with a letter on, which, when put together, can only make the sentence 2020. The body will save the day. Follow what feels good. Those who have eaten the fruit drops are reporting extraordinary results. From the Hillock Estate in Manchester.
Eat 'em. Get into your body, man. This is the shiz.
An embodiment phenomena is sweeping the globe. In the shadow of there being more chronic and mental illness on the planet than we've ever seen before, this enlivening phenomena, scientists are scratching their heads. People suddenly feeling, experiencing their bodies in new ways. Sensations described from the head of Goldman Sachs, rainbows of warmth, internal waterfalls of X-ray knowing, outbreaks of joy, inexplicable healing and abilities, suddenly intuiting how to create what is needed. One man said it was a new energetic wiggling in his left foot that made him realize he must forgive and apologize and seek out his long lost daughter. It seems the body is the way. All hail the somatic revolution. In all of human history, there's been a myth, a tale that pervades and perpetuates beyond any other. This myth is that you are alone. You are not alone. On the contrary, my friend, as you befriend your being and open to your body, as you seek solace, stability, and joy, you walk with so many others. There are hundreds and thousands, perhaps millions, awakening to their felt sense truth at this crucial time on the planet. And of these hundreds and thousands, and perhaps millions or even billions of beings, one is called Tabby. And there she is. Can you see her? It's 2008 and she's only 23, bobbing along in London, clasping pouches of life so full she can hardly believe her luck. Felt she could skate the Thames, leap the eye, and fly to the moon in an exhale, effervescent with existence. Tabby had spine-tingling work, gaggly kind friends, family, and the man with the heart like the sun. But then, also, there was the feeling that would arise in her body, making everything heavy. Concrete in her veins, while pretending everything was fine. For 1,500 days and 1,500 nights, Tabby sought solutions, ransacking books, chests and maps for solid brass, human-grounded answers, first class. But nothing, no key, no relief. Just think positive, or what you're feeling is totally normal, or just have this pill. Answers as arid as a desert-ensconced oat cake. No relief for her inexplicably exhausted being. The world whirred all about, and on October 12th, 2012, Tabby had had enough. And she acknowledged two things. Number one, that she sometimes felt despair. And number two, that it wasn't her fault. She'd tried. She'd searched. No answers to be found here. Simple. And with that, the universe dial of a wand wing swung slightly to the left. Tabby exhaled and finally allowed the feeling to guide. It took her down in the lift, along on the train, and over the cobbles to Marylebone, where an old gas lamppost looked out for a cafe that stood half hidden, its sign wooden and swinging, welcomed Tabby, and once inside, shoulders softening amidst the curly steam and armchair warmth of the establishment, she realized, I have this feeling in my body because, though my life is beautiful, I want more. My joy of living cannot be dependent on external things. I want the happiness I had as a kid. To feel wildly alive, unconditionally worthy and grounded. So that even if the world as I know it were to dissolve, I could stay joyous. For that is my birthright. And so, Tabby summoned her guts, kissed this world goodbye for now, and ordered the drink at the top of the menu. It led her, as she knew it would, to the door at the back of the place, and on stepping through, Tabby travelled over and away, far and down, to the first place, where she landed, soft, silent, and ready to heal her concrete body, knowing that that would guide her to all she desired.